Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Liar, liar, mask on fire, Dr. Fauci. You've been caught in yet another one of your many, many, many lies. And at this stage of the game, I don't know why anyone rational is listening to anything you have to say. Now, folks, I'm sure you've all been lied to in your life. I'm sure someone somewhere along the line has lied to you. And there are many different kinds of liars, aren't there? But the one thing you'll find is that the people who are very reluctant to lie aren't very good at it. They get nervous. They avoid eye contact. They stutter. They stammer. They're not sure of themselves. And you can take a look at those people and say, that guy's lying to me. But at least he's not a very good liar. At least he's not someone who lies easily. The professional liars, those are the people who could stare you dead in the eye and tell you, I'm swearing on a stack of Bibles, I'm telling you the truth, and 25 minutes later, admit they lied to you but did it for your own good. This is who we have in Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is a man who, as it turns out, is really a political partisan. A man who has more political ideologies than medical. And someone who has lied to the American people on numerous, numerous occasions. So I'm going to take you back and we're going to reveal some of these lies. Now, the first one came very early, and I know a lot of people are going to say it wasn't really a lie, it was a miscalculation, when he said, this virus poses no threat to the United States. Now, I hear a lot of you people will probably say, well, you know, we were all caught by surprise a little bit by this virus, and it's very understandable. No, this is what he does for a living. This man has no other job except to monitor this. He's working with the CDC. He's working with all these other people. They need to know their facts. He knew it could be a potential threat. Then he says, well, I thought it could potentially come here, the American people. In other words, I lied. I lied, but I did it because I didn't want to panic you. Because it had a small chance. Instead of telling you the truth, that this has a small chance of coming here. So I lied, but I did it out of, you know, the goodness of my heart. This will be a reoccurring theme with Mr. Fauci. So first he tells us there is no threat. No threat at all coming to the United States. Well, we now know that's either a lie or totally inept on his part. I choose to think it's a lie. I think he knew there was some threat. He just didn't want to say it. As he said, I don't want to panic the American people. Then he said, there's no need for you to wear a mask. Masks aren't helpful. American people shouldn't be walking around with masks on. That's totally ridiculous. Then he says, well, I knew you should be wearing a mask. But the reason I said don't wear a mask is because I thought we were going to have a mask shortage, and they were really going to be needed by the doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals. And if you ran out and bought all the masks or obtained all the masks, we would have a shortage, and that would be very dangerous. So I did it for the good, the greater good. So you lied to the American people. people with pre-existing conditions, pregnancies, other things, just walked out and said, no, Dr. Fauci told me I don't need to wear a mask, and maybe caught COVID. So you played God, is what you're saying. Rather than to say the truth, we all need masks, if that's what you felt. We all need masks. However, the healthcare professionals are going to need them worse. So try to avoid going places where you need masks because we're going to desperately need them for our healthcare providers. Wouldn't that have been the right thing to do instead of saying, you don't need one, go ahead, go out without one. And then, you know, some elderly person, some sick person with pre-existing conditions or comorbidities, some pregnant woman ends up with COVID. Because you said something. That was a lie and an admitted one. You admitted you lied. But I did it for a moral reason. No, you didn't. It's not moral to tell people a lie that could affect their health or their very lives. That's ridiculous. Right then and there, you should have been dismissed. Then he lied about the herd immunity issue. Totally lied about the herd immunity issue. Oh, we're not going to reach that. We're not going to reach that without vaccines. Herd immunity is not going to happen. And, you know, here's the interesting thing. Dr. Fauci says, well, you know, science, if you don't agree with me, then if you don't listen to me, you're a science denier. Well, Dr. Fauci is the biggest science denier because whether you know it or not, Mr. Fauci, science is all about disproving a theory, not about just saying I'm right and there will be no opposition. In other words, if I say, well, I have come up with a theory, a scientific theory, that a pig is smarter than a dog, then as a scientist, my job is to disprove that, not to just say anybody who thinks otherwise cannot talk. Therefore, I'm right, a pig is smarter than a dog. Oh, you have evidence to the contrary? Shut him down. Don't allow him to speak. How dare he question my judgment? How dare he question my science? You're a science denier. A pig is smarter than a dog. Meanwhile, you got other people out there saying, well, I don't know. I have evidence right here that it's not. Oh, no, no, don't let them speak. They're dangerous. You're no scientist because a scientist listens to every single piece of evidence or research in an attempt to disprove. So if someone said, hey, you know, Mr. Fauci, I have some very good, solid research that says masks really don't work. Fauci should have said, let's see that. Let's talk about that. Because if the American people don't have to wear the mask, that'll be much easier on them. So let's see what you've got to offer. No, no, don't listen to them. YouTube, ban their accounts. Twitter, ban their accounts. Facebook, block them and say this is misleading. Even though they're just as big of viral experts as you are, if not more so. Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Then during the Trump administration, you said this administration is doing every single thing it can, and then there's no doubt about the fact that our decision to restrict travel from China saved lives. There's no doubt. That was our decision. Well, now we find out, no, that wasn't your decision. Peter Navarro said, you were the guy who was most opposed to it and said, it will do nothing. It will stop nothing. Really? Are you telling Biden that now about India? Or are you saying, oh, no, Mr. Biden, you're so right. You're so right. You're the guy who ran to every camera and said, this administration is doing everything it can. And then the minute Trump wasn't the president, you said, oh, I'm so glad to be rid of that guy. He was nothing but a liar and stupid and whatever. Your political ideologies has caused you to lie to the American people. And you need to be held accountable for those lies because people died over it. Tell me that your decision to tell American people, I don't think we need to wear masks, but you do. So you told American people, oh, you don't need to wear a mask. So you're going to tell me that according to your calculations, not one of those people, may have walked out of their house listening to Dr. Anthony Fauci's advice and caught COVID and died? And you don't feel even remotely responsible for that because you lied to them? Absolutely pathetic. Then you were caught in another lie. When you're asked, well, what's the percentage of the vaccine before the herd immunity can really kick in? And everything is about 60%. 60% of the people are going to have to be vaccinated. But then he said, oh, in an interview, he admits it and says, well, I lied. Because when it got up to like, oh, you know, 58% of the people were taking this vaccine, I said, oh, I can stretch it. Now I'll say 70. Make more people take the vaccine. But I'm doing it for an honorable reason. I'm lying for an honorable reason. Well, you lie far too easily. And you always seem to have justification for your lie. But men of science aren't supposed to lie. Not for the good, not for the bad. They're supposed to tell you the facts and nothing but the facts. But that's not who you are. You're a political ideologue and you're a phony. And you've been wrong since the days of AIDS. So you're not even very good at what you do. Oh, but there's more lies. Remember when he said, well, we're going to have the vaccine administration all the way up to 100 million a day. That's how far we're going to push this. Myself and my savior, Joe Biden, who's not a liar, who's not incompetent. Oh, my master, Joe Biden, has freed me. That's what he said. I feel free. And now 100 million people will be vaccinated. You mean the vaccine that you took credit for? And said, oh, well, that was the greatest thing I ever done is push those companies to make that vaccine. You didn't do that. Every single person in the Trump administration said you had zero to do with that. Zero. You may have said we need a vaccine, but you didn't talk to any companies. You didn't do anything. That was all the Trump administration. You know, the people you said were incompetent. Who supplied the vaccine for the president you wanted in office. So that president could follow your footsteps and say, there was no vaccine until I got in office. Well, that's not true, Joe, because you took it before you became the president. Dumbass. So there's another lie. Oh, I did that. No, you didn't. You had nothing to do with that. But then you said 100 million people a day are going to be vaccinated. Well, that's a really huge jump, considering before Trump left office, 92 million people a day were being vaccinated. So you moved it up to 100. Oh. And that's only because the supply got better, because we had more time. So once again, you lied to the American people, making it look like, oh, we have quadrupled and maybe 20, 30 times the amount that the Trump administration put out wrong. 91 million to 100 million. And only then because more time had passed and more supply had come in. You had nothing to do with that. Absolutely nothing to do with it. And you lied about President Trump and said, oh, he was inept. He was science denied. No, not at all. Unless you're a liar to Congress, because when you went before Congress, you said this administration has done everything in its power. And I believe that our decisions have saved lives. Okay, well, then what, did you lie to Congress? Maybe you did, because you certainly did the other day. You certainly did the other day. Rand Paul asked you directly. If you funded any of the Wuhan research into genetically modified viruses and you said, let me be very clear, I did not ever send money directly to that. No, of course you didn't, because that's not the way it works. But you lied from omission, because here's what you really did. You sent it to a company who then in turn funds the Wuhan lab with it, and you knew what they were going to do with it. And you most certainly did send that money, and the paper trail is there, so you lied. Now, you can say, well, I didn't know what they would do with the money. Well, that is equivalent of me saying I'm going to send, $1 million to Planned Parenthood, but I'm not doing it so they can fund abortions. I'm totally against that. I'm not doing it for that reason. Okay, well, then what reason are you doing it for? Because that's most of what they do. And once they have that money, you don't get to tell them how they spend it. They'll spend it any way they want to spend it once it's theirs. So you're a very good liar. See, you're someone who will either lie and when they're caught say, I've done it for the greater good of humanity, or you lie out of omission, where you say, well, I didn't really rob that bank. I had nothing at all to do with going into that bank and robbing that bank. No, you were the getaway driver. So then when you're caught in your lies, oh, I didn't really lie. I said I didn't go into the bank, and I didn't. I waited in the car. Yeah. Well, guess what? In a court of law, Dr. Fauci, when you're caught in a lie of omission, or even a very small lie, say I'm on trial for, I don't know, murder, and I say I was nowhere near that girl's house on that day. Nowhere's near it. I was eating at a McDonald's 20 miles away. And they find out, well, we have video of you eating at a Burger King 14 miles away. And I say, oh, yeah, that's right. It was not McDonald's. It was Burger King. That's correct. That judge has every right to say you lied. And because you lied, I don't have to put much faith in anything you say for the rest of this entire testimony. Your entire testimony has now been called into question because we've caught you in a lie. Whether that lie is incredibly important or insignificantly small, you lied to the court. And when you lie to the court now has to question everything you say as whether it's even feasible to be a fact. So why is Dr. Fauci not held to that standard? This is the American people and their life and death that we're talking about. And we have caught you in not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six lies. So please explain to me why we should take anything you say as gospel ever again. And what makes this even more egregious is that he passes off these lies like, aren't I smart? Yeah, I lied to the American people so they would do what I wanted them to do. But it was for their own good. Who the hell do you think you are? Nobody elected you. Your job is to tell the American people the truth, you sycophant. How dare you? How dare you stick your face onto a camera and lie to the American people with impunity and then laugh about it? I'll tell you how he dares, because he thinks he's better than you. No one dare question the health czar. Not scientists who disagree with me, not virologists who disagree with me, not the public, no one. I am your master. I will tell you when the masks come off. I will tell you when it's safe. I will tell you when to take your vaccine. Who in the hell do you think you are? Well, let me tell you who he really is. He is a man who, when told by the Obama administration that his own laboratory in North Carolina could no longer be funded genetically modifying viruses because it was too dangerous, took it upon himself to take taxpayer money, illegally, by the way, and send it to a foreign country. You can't do that. That's illegal. So what did he do? He sent it to another organization who then funneled it to a foreign country. And now he lies with impunity to Congress and says, I never did that. I sent that money to this organization. And what they did with it in turn has nothing to do with me. Yeah, you were just a getaway driver at the bank robbery, right? I never went in the bank. That's who you are. That's the man you are. You're too scared to rob the bank, but I'll run with the money. I'll sit behind the wheel so if I get caught, I can say, I never was at the bank. I didn't know what they were going to do. I thought they were making a deposit. Please. Please. If anyone in this country, and I'm not saying anyone is really, but if anyone in this country is personally responsible for deaths during COVID, other than perhaps the illustrious, award-winning governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, it's you, Dr. Fauci, because you continually lied to the American people when they were desperate for information, desperate for facts, scared to death and looking for someone who would tell it to them straight, and you looked them in the eye and you lied, and then you lied again, and then you lied again, and then you laughed about lying. And now that you're being caught in your lies, now you're lying to Congress. Your days are numbered with this. They're coming after you. They're not letting this go, Mr. Fauci. They're not letting you funneling money to a foreign country that was American taxpayer dollars. They're not letting it go. Forward to the day when you were revealed for the exact person you are. You've already done it. To everyone except the most willfully blind, everyone knows who you are now. Because your job would never be under any circumstances to undermine a president. Your job was to say the past administration did as much as we possibly could, and I'm going to hope and ensure as much as I can that the current administration, since I'm being kept on, is going to do just as much, if not more, because now we have more resources. Time has passed. Your job is to not play politician and say, well, this person doesn't belong at all, and this person doesn't belong. Who do you think you are? You're nobody anybody elected. You're not a political pundit. Ah, but you are. See, that's the thing that the American people don't know. You are a political pundit. And you played politics with a virus that killed that many people. That's what you did. And then you expect us to trust? You expect that there aren't going to be people out there that question where this virus came from or if it was manufactured or even intentionally released? You want to call them conspiracy theorists? So let's go through the facts. Fact, was your laboratory actually genetically modifying viruses for future research? Yes. Fact, was it shut down by the Obama administration for being too dangerous in case, God forbid, any of it ever escaped the lab? Yes. Fact. Did you now take that money, that leftover grant money, and send it to a corporation that you knew in turn was going to send it to Wuhan to keep right on doing that research? Fact. Did the CDC, along with yourself, lie about where the origins of this might have been, saying, oh, we don't know it came from China. China's been very forthcoming. China's been very open and honest when you knew they weren't. When you knew they wouldn't even let anybody else in to take a look until they cleaned up the mess? Fact. And now you can't even be loyal to the people who are the liars of here. You actually get before Congress and say, well, I don't know for sure that it wasn't manufactured in the Wuhan lab. I don't know. It could have been. Do you have any evidence whatsoever that it definitely 100% came from somebody eating a bat at a wet market? No. Oh, okay. Do you have any evidence it wasn't released on purpose? I assume it wasn't. I mean, that's what I would assume. Who would do such a dastardly thing just before an election? Who would do such a dastardly, horrible thing as shut down the economy, the greatest economy in the history of the United States? Who would do such a dastardly, evil thing? I wonder. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't know what happened. But I will tell you this. I'm not laughing at these conspiracy theorists because I don't know. They could be right. They could very well be right because I put nothing past anyone anymore. When the very people that America turns to for vital information and facts during the worst pandemic in the history of this country are lied to with a smug attitude and a smile on your face, I don't trust anything you might do. I don't know what the hell you would do. And you're just the tip of the iceberg. You're just a small potatoes and a great big giant whatever. I wouldn't think that anyone would put Uyghurs in death camps either, but apparently China is. I wouldn't think anyone would take 7-year-old children and force them to work in slave factories 15 hours a day for crusts of bread, but apparently China is. So do I know for sure China didn't unleash this on the United States to try to force them into a situation where an existing president might be ousted? Hell, I can't say that that's impossible. Can you say that's impossible and really be confident when we find out that in 2015, Flit was written by Chinese scientists saying how this virus, this exact virus, could be used as chemical warfare? That's right. They wrote an entire pamphlet on it, right down to wind conditions, weather conditions, how it would overrun hospitals, how it would cause mass panic and people to stay inside long, long after the actual threat is gone. That's right. We have that pamphlet in our possession. No one's denying that was written. So who really is the deniers here? You can laugh at all the conspiracy theorists all you want. I'm not willing to go there just yet. But if you think I'm willing to dismiss it and take it off the table as utter nonsense, you've got to be crazy. Ah, but Dr. Fauci, who first said, we have nothing to worry about. It will never reach this country. While he was trying to convince the Trump administration, please don't ban travel from China. Why does he care? Can you please answer me that question? Why does he care? Why is this man petitioning the president? No, no, this is not necessary, Mr. President. Please don't. Why does he care? All he would have to say is, well, if you want to do it, go ahead. I don't think it's going to help much, but maybe it will. So in other words, if Joe Biden were the president when this pandemic hit, the Chinese would have been free to come into this country. Many of them are infected, and probably more, many more millions would have died. Ah, but Dr. Fauci doesn't care. Because then he would have alleviated himself of all responsibility and said, not my fault. That's ultimately the president's decision. Dr. Fauci, you've lied to the American people repeatedly and with impunity. And you, sir, are going to get what's coming to you eventually because the Republicans are looking into your past. And when they do, they're going to find out who you really are, and the American people are going to be shocked.